That you are. KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. This is Spilling Rubies. It's Tuesday night, 8 p.m., and we are so happy to be riding the donkey and spilling rubies from our mouths. So please enjoy this next hour of music and many other things.
We'll be right back.
And you are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. This is Dr. Shauna, unlicensed sex therapist. Tristy had to go walk the dog. She has quite a few animals in her life, and she takes good care of them. And sometimes they have emergencies, and I step in for her. She's an old friend. So I'm so happy that I could be here with you tonight on this show, on this program, on KWTF. So, it looks like we've got quite a full lobby tonight. Ronaldo, who's first? Did you take down names and numbers? Okay. Oh, okay. Is this okay? Come on in, honey. It looks like you're first, doll. Come on in.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Sean. I'm a long-time listener. I'm very, very glad to be here tonight. My name is Muriel.
Hi, Muriel.
I love your show. I love your show, Dr. Shauna.
Oh, Muriel, thank you.
I listen every time it's on, and I play it even after you've gone off the radio. I find ways.
You find the archives.
The archives, your audiobooks, everything. I dig you up, girl.
Wow, Muriel, thank you, darling. It's good to see you.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so glad to be here because let me tell you, Dr. Shauna, my life is in shambles right now.
Shambles, Muriel. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I live in a very nice, beautiful neighborhood of mostly retired people. We've lived life, Dr. Shauna, and now we just want to be able to relax and enjoy the golden years before we all head down the street to the you know where, the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know what to say. We have some new neighbors who have come in, and you know, some of them are very lovely, nice people, and some of them are dirtbags who I wish would rot in hell. But personally, the place behind my apartment was vacant for the longest of time, and then within the last month it was filled. And I met this person because I needed to. Let me tell you, Dr. Shauna, I knew when they had showed up because in the middle of the night, I would start hearing this banging on the other side of my bedroom wall, and then there would be voices. And then it would start to, first it was muffled, and then it would just get clearer and clearer. It was obvious that there was some sort of sexual congress happening.
Oh my goodness.
Very intense, very wild, and just, it sounded so reckless. Things were being broken.
My.
The structural integrity of the building may be in question now. And so I go over one day, just because I need to go face to face with this person. They're keeping me up at night. I sleep like 3 hours a night because I sleep 14 hours during the day, and they're keeping me up at night. And I need to go face to face with this person and let them know that they are being a disturbance. And I do it, and oh my God, Dr. Shauna, I have no idea what to do with my life now because it was the most strikingly beautiful young blind woman. How am I supposed to approach this blind? I mean, you know, God bless her, she's finding happiness. But I don't know what to do. She's keeping me up at night, and I was ready to tear her open. I was ready to just throw the worst sailor's mouth I had at her, Dr. Shauna. But then I saw she was blind. What the hell are you going to do, Dr. Shauna? I can't attack a woman who's blind, but obviously she's not mindful of how raucous she's being at night.
So, Muriel, this blind woman who moved into your retirement community, is
yes.
she your age? Or you
no,
said young?
Young. I don't know what's going on with ownership. They've been giving, you know, apartments to all kinds of people now. I mean, it's not just old people living there anymore. And this woman's like in her mid-30s.
Wow. Okay. So the wild sexual escapades of this, of your neighbor, your blind neighbor.
Yes.
It are with different gentlemen, or does she have the same man that comes every time? Or
you know, I honestly can't say. I don't really hear a lot of talking that happens before anything goes on. It just seems to be they come in, and then you know all hell breaks loose in there, and then it's over, and then they leave. And then that's it. I mean, it happens in the dead of night, so I never see anybody during the day.
So you know that she has a partner and she's not just having very wild, self-loving sessions.
I couldn't tell you one or the other. Maybe she has a partner. Maybe she's just, you know, opening her door to whoever passes in the night. I can't tell. I can't tell, Dr. Shona.
All right. Okay, Muriel. That's troubling, but also fascinating that this woman has moved in next to you. I think that everything happens for a reason, Muriel. And I think that this woman might have a little something to offer you, a little something possibly to give to you, you know. And, you know, as they say, the lotus blooms from the muck. Okay, Muriel, have you heard that term?
I think I have heard that, Dr. Shorter.
So there's some muck. You're in some muck right now. You don't know which way to turn. But I see that there's a barrier. There's a barrier between mm-hmm. you and this woman
mm-hmm.
when there are actually very permeable walls between you. There are actually no barriers in the physical realm, but you have created in your mind some emotional and barriers. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Are you saying that I'm intimidated by the fact that this woman's different than me?
It sounds like that, Muriel, because her being blind, you know, doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your story, although it may explain why there's a lot of crashing and bashing around. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know. She, maybe.
She might be getting to know her new apartment.
Well, the help that she's getting to figure that out is quite interesting, let me tell you. And let me say, if that's how you find out a new place, I want to go find out a new place, Dr. Shona. Because it sounds terrific.
Okay, Muriel. Okay, so tell me about your sexual life then.
I'm a widow. My husband died 10 years ago and, you know, not soon enough, quite frankly. But that doesn't mean that I don't get anything on the side. I mean, Frank, we play some bridge, and depending on who wins, who has the better hand, somebody's gonna use the hand. So I'm not a bored woman. I'm not, you know, neglected in any sense.
So you've got Frank.
I've got Frank.
And you've got your games.
We play a lot of games, Dr. Nice. Shona. We do.
That's good. That's good, Mira. That's healthy.
Yes.
So your complaint about your neighbor then is more of a noise complaint.
It is. And I feel awkward about it, Dr. Shona, because of its sexual nature and the fact that I wanted to murder this person until I saw that she was blind, because I recognize she's got it hard enough as it is, and she's getting it pretty hard, too. But I don't know what to do. I mean, how do you address something like this publicly?
Well, Muriel, I think you can. I think you can talk to her. I think if she is as free and open as she appears to be in her own bedroom, that I think maybe she might be open possibly to talking to you. You know, you can break the ice. You know, you can say, you know, you can make a little joke maybe, you know, like, hey, I heard you last night. Sounds like you're having fun. And that opens the door. That opens the door. It's a litmus. You can test it. You can say, oh, is she open to talking to me about this or not? And if she is, Muriel, then you can go and you can go right in there and say, honey, we got to work something out. You got to get a schedule. I need to sleep in my chair on certain nights where I'm not in my bedroom. Whatever needs to happen so that you both can have what you want and what you need.
You know what, Dr. Shona? You know, that sounds a lot better than what I wanted to do, which was to take my cane upside her head. Let me tell you, that it's going to end up with a lot less hassle that way.
Yeah, I don't think violence is the answer, Mira. And sometimes violence is the answer. But I'm saying in this case, I don't think it is.
Well, that's good to hear. My back would appreciate that.
Okay, Mira. So we'll talk to the neighbor.
We'll talk to the neighbor. And you know what? I'll write you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, please do.
All right. Jesus. I might have to get some help because the cataracts, it's kind of hard to sit me down in front of a typewriter, but I'll get to it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, whatever. I'll send me a tweet.
Oh, I don't go near those devil machines, Dr. Shona.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Don't. Well, write me a letter. Have your neighbor write it for me.
Oh. You woman. Oh, that's why I love you, Dr. Shona.
Thanks for coming on, Muriel. You're wonderful. I just think you're beautiful, and I think you're wonderful.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. This is Dr. Shauna, unlicensed sex therapist, and I am delighted to have my next client person here in the studio with me. Somebody seeking a little love advice.
Oh my goodness, who is this giant gentleman who's helping me to my chair?
Oh, that's Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo. Oh, you are. If I was not married.
He really does get everyone excited, men and women. He's just got that sort of essence about him, I guess.
Oh my goodness, I would say he's got a magnetism like...
That's exactly it, like a magnetism.
Like some good old Georgian fireflies.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Shauna. I am so glad to be here this evening. I came all the way from South Carolina.
Well, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. My name is Janice Maplewood.
Janice Maplewood. Nice to meet you, Janice.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Your voice is hypnotic. I mean, it's lulling me into a syrupy slumber.
Oh, well, that's why I'm a married woman.
You've got your own magnetism, doll.
Well, I wish I could say it always has worked out for the better, but I'm not in a good way, Dr. Shauna.
Oh, Janice, tell me what's happening.
Well, it has to do with me and my hubby.
Okay.
My hubby. You see, we've been together 16 long, beautiful years, And we've had what I would call a picture book marriage. We got married. It was a beautiful ceremony. We've had children together. Beautiful children. Oh, and we live in this nice little house down in South Carolina with a white picket fence. We've got two cars and a mortgage. It's a lovely life. Except until recently, Dr. Shona, in the middle of our lovemaking, my husband exhibited the most strange behaviors, and I figured the only person I know on God's earth who could help me is Dr. Shona.
Janista, this is intriguing me greatly.
Well, I'm hoping that with your schooled knowledge you can help, because the darndest thing is in the middle of our lovemaking, my husband has started calling me Jeff.
Jeff?
He calls me Jeff, and it does not sit okay with me. I try not to make anything of it because obviously I don't want to interrupt the flow of the moment. But it is very distinctly clear when he calls out a name, it is Jeff.
Well, that is interesting.
I thought so too, Dr. Shona. I don't know what to do.
Now, Janice, do you know anyone named Jeff? Do you and your husband have any friends named Jeff?
No, I mean, no more than an ordinary person. I mean, the world is full of Jeffs.
That's true. Any particular Jeffs you see more often than others, perhaps?
You see, that's the thing. I racked my brain as hard as I could, eh? The name Jeff ain't anything special to me, and as far as I can tell, not to my husband.
That is interesting.
And I know he's not of the gays, because he's clearly enjoying what he's doing. I just want to say that. I want it to be known. He's no Nancy.
Okay. So, other than calling out what is commonly known as a male name during your lovemaking,
yes,
Everything else feels very heterosexual to you. Is that what you're saying, Janice?
Extraordinarily so, Dr. Shona. Let me tell you, he is the finest gardener because he never lets my flower wilt.
All right. Well, Janice, darling, okay, so not a terrible problem, but I can see why it is upsetting you, perhaps bothering you a little bit.
It is. It's starting to affect me when I see our children. I don't know what to do. What if they found out? What would I tell them?
Well, okay. So let's think about this for a moment. I'm sorry. I'm taking on your accent. That happens to me sometimes, Janice. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
It's intoxicating.
My best girlfriend, we call her the social chameleon because she does the same thing, darling. Don't you worry.
I understand that. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about fantasy, Janice. Do you have fantasies when you're with your husband? Do you go into your mind and do you think about things other than what's happening in the moment?
All the time, Dr. Shona. All the time. Where should I begin?
Okay. So you understand a healthy fantasy life is very helpful in the bedroom, especially when one has been married for as long as you have. So, you know you gotta spice things up however you can. You know, it doesn't mean you don't love your partner as much as you ever did, but, you know, it's a... having a sexual intercourse with the same person for 17 years can get a little monotonous if we don't add a little spice, add a little paprika to the mattress, so to speak.
Oh, you speak my language. I can cook anything.
So that's wonderful, Janice. You understand what I'm saying. What I'm putting down here.
I am kneading your dough, honey.
So just as you yourself have fantasies, it is absolutely possible and probable that your husband has his own fantasies in these times of lovemaking.
Right, and I was afraid that you might say something like that, because what kind of fantasy could he have that has somebody named Jeff in it?
Well, now we don't know anything about Jeff. You know, we don't know. Jeff could be a lady. Jeff could be a giraffe, Janice. We don't know. This is your husband's inner private fantasy world, and apparently this name Jeff is very erotic for him, for his private reasons, and I don't think that you really need to worry about what's going on in his head, even if it is a man, you know. Sexuality is very fluid, Janice, it's very fluid, and there are many, many men who have fantasized about making love to another man, but would never go through with it. Perhaps not even have the physical desire to, but they have the fantasy, you know. They've got the... They want to experience that in their mind, if not in the body.
Oh, I see. Like one of them video games my children's be playing.
Yes, exactly. Like a virtual reality.
Oh, so you... All along, I've been afraid of what's going on in his head, but you're saying I should be understanding and supportive.
I am saying that, Janice. I really am.
Well, you know, that is a breath of fresh air to be able to consider it in that way, because it was really starting to get under my skin. But you're right. As long as he's still getting in my skin, I should be happy.
That's right, Janice. You're the one getting made love to. You're the one whose garden is getting planted and hoed.
Oh, you know, I've been looking at this all around. Thank you, Dr. I knew you would shine the right light on this.
Oh, Janice, I'm so glad that I could be helpful to you. Now, Ronaldo, can you help? Can you help out? Whoa, he just hoisted you right up.
Such big arms.
Now be gentle, Ronaldo. She's a married lady.
I know what I'll have in my fantasy tonight, Dr. Shauna. to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. KWTF is supported by Stanroy Music Center and a grant from the Redwood Justice Fund. KWTF relies on listener support and volunteer programmers. Get involved at kwtf.net.
Are tuned into KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. Oh, I'm getting so much time on the air. It's lovely. You know, like Tristy hasn't come back from that dog walk, so I'm just going to keep going. Why not? You know, there's a whole lobby full of people out there. So, Ronaldo, who have we... wait. Oh, my God.
Hello, Shauna.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Shauna.
Are you surprised to see me?
I'm speechless right now. I'm speechless right now.
Well, even though you're the host, let me introduce myself to your listeners. Hello out there in Radioland. I am Dr. Staniel. And for those of you not familiar, I'm the other half of our once two-person double threat sexual therapist group, Shauna and Staniel.
This is my husband. My husband is in here with me now. I'm shocked. I gotta do my breathing exercises. Staniel, what are you doing here?
Well, if you check your schedule, you'll see the producer had book author as a guest this evening, but that was just a pretense. You see, you never signed the papers, dear.
What papers are you talking about, Staniel?
You know perfectly well which papers I'm talking about, Shauna.
Are you talking about our divorce papers?
I am. I mean, I can't have you hanging around kicking at my heels every time I'm trying to move around the world and deliver my healing message.
Kicking at your heels, Staniel. I haven't talked to you in like 18 years.
And yet you're still trying to use my last name when you go places, when you're on the radio, when you're trying to write your new... I'm paying attention to you, girl.
Daniel, what are you talking about? Dr. Shauna, unlicensed sex therapist. I don't use my last name. What are you talking about?
Well, I do what very few people do, and that's I look inside the cover on the contents page, the title page. You have to put it all there, and you're still Dr. Shauna Woodlove.
Woodlove is my legal name, Staniel. I took your name when we got married.
And you know that name is proprietary. You know that name is something I own. It's my image.
You own everything, don't you, Staniel?
I told you I was happy to let you keep the cat.
Oh, the cat. Not the BMW, not the Malibu house, not the horses, not the diamond tiara. No, I had to give all that back, didn't I?
Well, especially the diamond tiara, okay? Ken looks fabulous in it, I have to say.
Ken, who's Ken?
Ken is my Barbie doll lover. I call him my Barbie doll lover. That's just a coincidence of his name. There's nothing androgynous or plastic about his groins, I'll tell you that.
Are you telling me that Ken is a man? Are you living with a man?
I am. We have a cabin together in Colorado. And I write my books. He does his dance therapy, where we are the new double threat.
What's his last name? What's Ken's last name? Who is this guy? Is he a doctor? Is he a therapist?
Well, like I said, he teaches dance therapy. So in a sense, I call him a doctor. The state hasn't yet, but we're working on that.
I heard the state no longer calls you a doctor anymore, Stanley. That's what I heard.
Well, the state called me a doctor for 3 days longer than they called you one, Shauna.
Oh, yes. Oh, let's keep track. I mean, this is so you, Stanley. This is so petty. This is so counting every bean, counting every jelly bean in the gosh darn jar. You know, I ate 4 jelly beans and you're forever reminding me about that. It all manifests in the same way. You take the car, you take the horses. Yeah, I was left destitute, Stanley. I had nothing when you left me. And you told me you left me for a debutante. Was that also Ken? Or is this a new thing that you sleep with men now? Is this a new thing you do?
The debutante was a lie, Shauna.
So you lied to me.
The debutante was a lie. It was an idea. It was to go on the road. When I left on that book tour, one stop in San Antonio, that's where the magic happened. I was on my way to the convention center, and I stopped at this gas station. And I went into the stall, and there Ken was. He was standing naked. And he was asking, he was propositioning me there, Shauna. He was on hard luck. He was trying to get money for drugs. And I said, you don't need the drugs. You need help.
You were always a rescuer, Stanley.
Well, I rescued you from Big Sur, didn't I?
You did. You did rescue me.
I mean, that was a wasteland of bears and bare feet and...
I was pretty lost back then.
You had that look of wildness in your eyes, and I domesticated you.
But, Staniel, did you ever love me? Did you ever even love me?
Oh, Shauna, I love you intensely. That's why I had to let you go. Look at yourself. That was what I was telling you throughout our entire marriage. You needed to be abandoned.
Abandoned? Well, you certainly did that, Daniel. You abandoned me. You left me with nothing. I loved you. Daniel, I loved you.
And I gave you that intense love because I knew that was what was going to help you achieve your personal growth. Haven't you grown since we've parted? Aren't you a stronger woman now?
I do have to agree with you there. I really blossomed once I escaped your shadow. Like, I had to get away. You're right. Daniel, you're right. I had to get away. And you forced that, because I don't think I was strong enough to leave you on my own.
I'm glad that you could recognize that now. And it makes it a whole lot easier for me to tell you that now, yes, I am living with a man, because that is the only satisfying sensation I can find in another human being, is just the madness of muscular strength grappling back and forth in a steamy sauna for hours on end. That is my ecstasy. That is what I needed to find, Shauna, and I'm happy to tell you I did. I found it a lot.
Well, Daniel, I'm glad you're happy. I realize now that I have been reluctant to sign these divorce papers. I sent them back. I let the dog pee on them. I burnt them. I mean, every copy you sent me, I destroyed in a fit of rage and anger. But I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to let go of you and go back to my maiden name.
That's fantastic, Shauna. Let that acceptance wash over you as you sign this paper, making it official. We are no longer, and I can officially, definitively tell you now, I will never love another woman. Never, Shauna.
I was the last, wasn't I?
You were the last. Thank God.
You need someone to hold you tight, and you
Hello, and we're back. You're listening to KWTF 88.1 FM, Bodega Bay. I'm Dr. Staniel, unlicensed sex therapist. Right now, Dr. Shauna has stepped into the other room to finish signing the papers with my lawyer. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep things going here because I see we have a room full of troubled souls. So come, sit next to Staniel and let's talk. Let's talk. Hello.
Hi there. Hi. I'm sorry, Dr. Staniel, did
Dr.
you say?
Dr. Staniel.
I came to see Dr. Shauna, so I'm a little confused.
Well, you know, you're actually in for a treat because now that she's out of the room, I can tell you, you are getting the better deal right now. She's okay, but she's radio, doll, all right? She doesn't have the book deals that I have, okay? I just came from a giant convention in Miami, all right? That's what this tan is. Do you see the tan?
You are very tan, yeah.
Book authors get this tan in the fall. That's why we're book authors.
Well, okay. I guess I can talk to you, Dr. Staniel.
Bear your soul to me.
Okay, well, I feel very vulnerable, but as Dr. Shauna says, this is radio, so I can just be myself, and no one can see me. So I'm just going to tell you, doctor, that I have a little bit of a, well, I guess you could describe it as a very high sex drive.
Oh.
I have a boyfriend, and he's wonderful, and he's very, very pretty, and he's very he's a wonderful lover, Dr. Staniel, and he satisfies me. Of course, we spend time together, and it's nice, but doctor, is it normal to want more than one man at a time, doctor? Because I do, and I'm not talking about two. Or even three. I'm talking about six or seven, Dr. Staniel. I want to be the center. I want to be the sole crouton in a salad of men, of all shapes and sizes and colors, doctor. I want to be the only crouton in the salad. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's not at all wrong, dear, to want that. Let me tell you, you're talking to Dr. Staniel. I've been that crouton, dear. I've been that crouton, and there was salad and dressing flowing. It is a majesty. And I'm very happy for you that you have this pretty lover of your own, although I don't know why he would ever waste his energies on the female form, but let's just go along with this fantasy of yours, and let's say there's a room full of men, and because I'm not there, they're going to need some other focal point of attention. How are you going to achieve keeping them interested for that long? I mean, you're a pretty woman. I mean, you're no Angelina Jolie. Let's face it there. But you've got a plain girl look, and you're well used from the sound of it. I'm just asking. You have a room full of strapping, glistening, throbbing, pulsing young men, and you're going to try and entertain them all by yourself. I mean, am I misunderstanding?
No, doctor. I think that I could satisfy all those men. I go through it in my mind and in my fantasy. I can do it.
What's your name, dear? I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Myrtle Jean, and I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Myrtle Jean. Well, that's a tall glass that you want to drink, and I think it's best for you if you want to find out if you have the character to pull this off. I want you to try an exercise. I want you to go home, and I want you to find your most alluring wardrobe. And I want you to go wear this wardrobe into the largest mall in the area you live. And I want you to go, because every mall has a fountain. You're going to go to this fountain, Myrtle Jean, and you're going to disrobe in front of the entirety of the mall, all the way. I'm talking bare. All right? I will make sure I'm not around. And when you do, I want you to look around, and I want you to notice how many eyes are on you, and I want you to log, what does that make you feel? Now, you're not going to have a lot of time to pay attention to this fact before you're tackled by security, so you're going to have to work fast on this. But I want you to think, what are the sensations going through your mind? What is it like to have that many eyes on you? What would it be like if the rest of those eyes were naked like you are? I don't know. This is an endurance test for you, dear. If you can grapple that, I think after that you may have to find yourself somewhere on Craigslist and be very generous with photos.
Thank you, Dr. Staniel. That gives me a lot to think about, and I will do what you suggest, and hopefully my fantasy dreams will come true.
Please let us know how it goes.
I will, Doctor. Thank you. I will.
Okay, you can leave now.
Okay. Through this door. Okay.
The door. Ronaldo will show you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the love when you lost me. Six paperback books and a dying tree. A looking glass and a diamond ring. You lost the love when you lost me. Six paperback books and a dying tree. A looking glass and a diamond ring. You lost the love when you lost me.
You are tuned in to KWTF 88.1 FM Bodega Bay. I can't believe that it is 9 p.m. already, but it is. I want to give a huge, super duper special thanks to my super special guest, Mr. Steven.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a huge special thanks to you as well, Tristy.
You are my first repeat guest.
I'm so glad I was your first.
You were. It feels like the first time since we didn't have a recording of you last time.
I was
time.
The last episode. I'm excited that I know that's what it's called now.
Totally. So he's back. The recorder is successfully recording, so you will be able to listen to this again and tell your friends about it so they can listen to it. And actually, that brings up a good point. Where can you listen to archived Spilling Rubies? You can listen at Mixcloud, you can listen on spillingrubies.com, and you can listen on iTunes. You can find it on iTunes now, so that is cool.
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere. So thank you, Steven. I hope you will come back. I want you always, always to come back.
My first repeat won't be my last.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.